production of Pioneer Utility Resources. StoryConnect, helping communicators discover ideas to shape their stories and connect with their customers.
How can you manage a new brand with a team of three?
Yep, three of us.
Three. That's what we'll be talking about on this episode of the StoryConnect podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Megan McCoyno, one of the storytellers at Pioneer Utility Resources, and I am joined by Larry Maddox. He is the Director of Communications for both Central Rural Electric Cooperative and CentralNet, the fiber subsidiary in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Larry, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
You know, this is exciting. And I should say, we are podcasting from Calix Connections with just a few thousand of our closest broadband storytellers with us here.
It's quite the conference.
It is quite the conference. So any noise that y'all hear in the background, we're going to say that it's ambiance. It's setting the mood for good storytelling today.
Okay.
Yes. So, Larry, you have been at Central Rural Electric for how long now?
I've been there 17 years now, so since May 2006.
So you're just getting started.
I love that
for you. Yeah. And then when did you find out that your job was going to be changing?
So during the height of the pandemic in 2020, our members were demanding pretty much better internet.
How did they demand? What did they do? Were they picketing?
We're in a rural, very rural... semi-rural area, but I'd say like 90% of our electric members who had internet just had fixed wireless, and during that time it was not keeping up with the demands of the pandemic. So we were hearing from our members, they were calling in telling us. We decided to do a survey at that point and say, hey, if we were to do this, like, how interested would you be in, you know, fiber internet? And we had a 96% of the membership said, yes, sign me up, I want it.
So you were like, well, let's see, how do they really feel about this?
Right.
How did you do the survey? Was it?
We hired a company, Inside Information, to do the...
Oh, we love them, yeah.
The survey for us, but it was a board initiative. They're like, yeah, we see value in it, let's do this, or let's at least explore this option and see. And then, with the overwhelming success, we started right away, and in October 2020 started building the fiber network.
Wow. Where are you at now?
We're 85% built out.
Whoa,
so,
dude, that's fast.
We just hit the ground running and connected our first subscribers in July of 2021. And
good sweet
haven't
Lord.
Looked back
Larry,
since.
Are you okay?
Do you need
some more caffeine at this rate? Well, you know, with speed like that, and especially you have a three-person team at the electric co-op that then became, are they all employees for the subsidiary as well?
Yeah, we do have some, on the technical side, you know, some strictly fiber employees, but pretty much every other department, communications, accounting, all of those, we're doing double duty.
And
It's fun. It keeps us busy, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. So then how do you manage that? And what has worked really well? What has helped you kind of manage the new workload without burning out yourself and your staff?
Yeah. So right now our build is to the membership, the electric membership. And we do have like just a handful of like off system subscribers who aren't both electric members. But being that, you know, they're already our members, like, that helps out. Like, when we're at community events, we just pop up another tent, visit with them on the CentralNet side as well. But I think just, you know, that they're both electric and fiber subscribers, that helps.
Well, and I love the name. I saw the new branding on your shirt, new to me, because I've known you for such a long time on the electric side. But I like the brand, which is CentralNet, because it sounds like you're starting to say your name.
Right.
And so it's an interesting way to kind of hold on to a bit of your existing brand story, especially when you're reaching out to folks that already know you in the community and have been... I'm still going to imagine them like picketing outside with signs, fiber
demanding
now.
Demanding fiber,
exactly. So have you looked ahead to think, okay, we're already at 85% build out, which is amazing, by the way, that you're already there. What is next? Are you going to start marketing to folks outside of your membership?
So that's one of the main reasons I'm here today, like at this conference, is like we see that, you know, by the end of the year, we're going to be 100% built out. And, you know, shortly after that, like all our Electric members will have access to
awesome.
Fiber. So what are the next steps? And, you know, just knowing that it's a competitive market, you know, we're trying to learn, you know, from everybody, like, hey, if you're built out, like, what are you doing next? What are your next steps? So that's
what
one
are you
of the,
hearing?
A lot of the companies that are here are telcos. So they're, mm-hmm. they've been in this space the whole time, and just learning their approaches, like you need social, you need to be out in the community, you need to be in the chambers, like just a lot of just putting yourself out there, which we are on the electric side.
Yeah.
But when we move into some of these communities where, you know, they're not familiar with our electric side, we're going to have to kind of ramp up and tell the Centronet story, which we've not really had to do because we've been like pigtailing on the Central Electric side. So,
but you're going to be coming into your own
yes.
for Centronet and yeah. saying, who are we outside of the electric?
Yeah, so that'll be exciting.
It is and exciting.
A new venture for us. So.
Do you have any ideas yet about how you're going to not break off, but start building your own brand story
for
a subsidiary?
So yesterday, one of the sessions, it was United Fiber.
Mm-hmm.
They said that, you know, they want, they have multiple like offices, like satellite offices of
sure.
their main office. They didn't want anybody to be like more than 20 minutes from, you know, one of their offices, which is kind of interesting. It's a different approach than your big, you know, telecoms like your AT&Ts that aren't in communities. You just have
yeah.
to call in. So I kind of like that approach. I don't know that my management team would like that,
well,
but I like the idea of being in the smaller communities if we're providing fiber to them.
Of course. So. There are some telcos and some broadband service providers that actually have mobile offices.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be really
cool. Yeah. And so they go out into the communities. And I was talking to James at Wave Rural Connect in Arkansas just yesterday.
They yeah.
poured, it all blurs together.
I know,
at
right?
college connections. But he was talking about how they then have big celebrations mm-hmm. at each milestone in the community. They are all out there signing folks up and being there with them.
Yeah.
So I love finding a way to marry the two ideas. And
yeah.
maybe you can't build every 20 miles, have a lovely new facility, but maybe you can have a trailer that you take out there I've seen people that just, they said these days we're in this community
yeah,
and these days we're here.
I like that. And those are like ideas that I wouldn't have come up with myself, but I love like just coming here and learning and hearing and sharing ideas. So
I mean, that's the beauty of the co-op network,
yes.
right? And it is October. I know this is going to be airing after October, but it's
okay.
co-op month.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
So the more ways we can learn from each other. Anything else that you've heard here that you're like, this is what I want to do?
Oh, so much. I can't pinpoint something.
Not
but
trying
yes,
to put you on the spot,
it's
Larry.
Early, Megan.
It
I've
is
not
early.
Even had coffee yet. But yeah, just we've learned so much. I just love, like, they have the circles of success here where
yeah.
it's just like a group of, you know, 6 to 10 people talking about what they're doing. And I have, like, just notes. So
So at some point, I'm going to ask you, I'm like, pull out the notes.
Right.
Tell me, what were you picking up? But I do like that. Are you making contacts here that you're going to be able to reach back out to afterwards?
Yes,
as well?
For sure. Yep.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people from Oklahoma, but then just across the nation here.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah, the OEC Fiber team.
Oh, man, they are awesome.
Right?
They had their own
We're talking
session.
About you guys. they had a session just where they were all up on stage
yes.
together.
Yeah.
And they just shared stories.
Yeah.
Like things that have happened.
It was great.
Like chicken in a mailbox.
We need to document some of those things because we have some of the same things. And yeah, if we don't write them down, we're going to forget.
Do you have a story you can share of something that's happened to y'all?
We've not had the chicken in the mailbox yet.
For that could be a podcast in and of itself, folks. finding a chicken in the mailbox and or chicken bones, I think, in a mailbox from someone's lunch, and the member decided it must have been the install team.
Yes.
It was not.
Install team. Well, the contractors, we get tons of stories about them, and it's just they're working so hard and building so many miles of line, and we get calls about this roll of fiber has been here for months and months and months, and I know it's not been there that long, but you know, we just take it with a grain of salt. We're like, we'll send somebody out to get it. But yeah.
Well, I am excited that you are here getting all these fresh ideas.
Yes.
I would love to hear how things develop at CentreNet and how you start finding that new story. And it's just nice to see you.
Yeah,
and to see everyone coming together in an amazing event like Calix, where we're all celebrating cooperation in ways that we can help build each other's stories.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing your story with Utility Pioneers. He is Larry Maddox, the Director of Communications for both Central Rural Electric Cooperative and CentreNet in Oklahoma. And I am Megan McCoy Noh, one of the storytellers at Pioneer Utility Resources. And until we talk again, keep telling your story.
Story Connect is produced by Pioneer Utility Resources, a communications cooperative that is built to share your story. Story Connect is engineered by Lucas Smith of Lucky Sound Studio.